This is Davinston.
All right, last segment of the show. On the break, two bands I liked. That was Rofo Audio with Fold and Second Echo with Innocent, and you can learn more about them at deucemusic.com. So we got a brand new, I don't know, is it a game? I don't know if it's a game.
Hopefully. No, I just...
Yeah. It's a bit.
A bit.
I don't know. That's what we call it. It's called political pounding. This is Russ's brainchild there.
Sorry, guys.
No. It's good. Basically, well, you give them. Tell them.
There are some dumb things politicians do, bad decisions they make when they get elected to office. So we're going to rate it based on orgasm sounds. So, categories. Davin, I believe you...
I'm just trying to find the jingle. Joe, talk for a few minutes.
Oh, okay. Just what? So basically with the game.
Well, Russ had shout outs. You could do that too.
Yes.
Do your shout outs.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Rob Stoltz, please stop bothering me while I'm doing a show. You can go back to what you were doing now or just listen in, please. Thank you very much. That's Rob Stoltz from the Bronx.
Yeah, so basically it's going to be.
Here we go. Got it.
Right.
Thank God for that shout out.
Oh, my God. Yes, Rob, you saved the show.
He's amazing. Thank you, Rob. All right. Political pounding. Here we go. I'm going to play this.
Every election, politicians promise to help their constituents. And every election, we vote for them. And what do they do? Screw us! Well, here at Davinston, we find them and rate the screwing they do to you. So join us for political pounding.
Thank you, Joe. Fine work as always.
It's amazing. It's really good.
It was the graffiti artist on the subway train. All right, so there are four categories. We'll start from least screwing to worst. Yeah. Obviously, if it's the least screwing, I would think it's something kind of partisan where a good amount of people go, well, that wasn't so bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. But, you know, if it's a major thing, everybody goes, well, that sucks. Mm. So here are the categories. A screwing, but it was kind of expected. That gets a meh, and we have an orgasm for that.
Meh, okay.
A screwing that is headline-worthy, but nobody's going to do anything about it. We call that one, the pound game is strong with this one. A screwing that may cause people to take to the streets in anger, we call that clean up in aisle six. And the worst type of screwing, a screwing that asks, how is this person still in office, let alone not in jail? We call that, is that even legal?
No.
Those are the type of screwings that we will decide on. So, Russ, give us our first story.
First one, I'm going to throw a softball at Joe.
That's a ball for all of us.
CNN reports the FBI shuts down requests for files on Hillary Clinton, citing lack of public interest. Congress is silent.
And those categories again?
Meh, which is the least. The pound game is strong with this one, which means it's a screwing and it's headline worthy, but nobody's going to do anything about it. A screwing that may cause people to take to the streets is clean up in aisle six. And a screwing that asks, how is this person still in office, let alone not in jail? We call that, is that even legal?
Is that even legal? I'm going to go with the second one.
The pound game is strong with this one?
Yeah.
I agree with you.
I do.
We all agree on
that. Yes.
All right, let's play.
How bad of a pounding is this?
And that's what that orgasm sounds like. This orgasm.
Yeah, she's into it.
Basically, it's an excuse to play orgasms. That's what the premise of the bit is.
I had to find him.
Well, that was Russ. Russ did that. He found extra. He really enjoyed the task.
No, my wife was kind of uncomfortable. She was sitting next to me.
Yeah, you have to remove the dildo from the chair before you go on the computer.
Oh,
really? Is it too much? Is really too much? You were downloading orgasms. Stop it. You're not that pristine and chaste. Enough.
Thank you, Davin.
You're welcome.
I'm corrected.
As well, you should be.
In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Joe's guy.
Naming a bridge after his father, although most residents of the Hudson Valley want to keep the Tappan Zee Bridge name. Tappan was a Native American tribe in New York, and Zee is Dutch for the word bridge.
And oven.
Honestly?
Nope, that's a figment of your imagination.
So, just, you know, not too exciting. Forces stronger.
A screwing but expected.
Yeah, screwing but expected.
A screwing that's headline worthy, but nobody's going to do anything about.
Yeah, I think it's just headline worthy, but no one's going to do anything about it.
You think it's not, you think it's category two screwing?
Yeah, it's category two screwing.
I think a meh.
I think meh.
Meh.
Yeah,
okay.
Who cares? Really? Who cares?
All right.
People liked his dad. This is what meh sounds
it's
like.
It's meh. Yeah, that's meh.
All right. Next one, Russ.
All right. In New York, Governor Cuomo and New York City Mayor de Blasio play the blame game over the dangerous conditions of the New York City subway system while putting countless of people at risk, death, injury, catastrophic breakdown of our subways, etc.
I feel like I need to know more about that, but how are they putting people at risk?
Nothing's getting done.
Nothing ever gets done.
De Blasio is saying it's a state issue. Cuomo's saying it's your city, and it's become tastes great less filling between these two
clowns.
They've
been having a very big...
It's a horrible relationship.
They've been having a pissing contest
for
months and months. As a matter of fact, next time you go into the city, if you go to the Triborough Bridge or any of the bridges, you'll see state police there, okay? Why are state police there? Are they on duty? No. Cuomo put them there just to piss off de Blasio, to make de Blasio feel that the city cops aren't doing their job. And that's the only reason you'll say a state police car.
Yeah, horrible.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So
they're acting like children. And they're putting people's lives at risk.
Yeah, so, you know.
I say take to the streets on this one, man. I mean, really.
I agree.
You think this is clean up in aisle six?
Yeah, clean up in aisle six.
See, because I don't know. Because we haven't heard of accidents happening because of this yet. To me, it's just meh.
No. You know why? Because it's just the tip of the iceberg with this.
Correct.
These two.
That's not the story.
But
the thing about it is it's
millions of people.
They've been having a pissing contest.
It's
And you want to know something? The subways are in horrible condition.
Well, because the subways.
Yeah, but still. They're having a pissing contest.
Nobody throws a birthday party in the subway. The subways. They're underground.
But they're having a pissing contest.
I think it's a category four screwing.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, wait, you think it's the worst type?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Millions of people ride those trains every day.
You think is that even legal?
Yes. They're putting lives at risk, acting like children, and misusing police services.
All right, I don't think so, but all right, we'll play.
I go with clean up in aisle six.
All right, then we're gonna clean up an aisle six because I went with meh on that one. So then we'll go with clean up on aisle six. That's not category four yet. This is category three. Where's clean up on aisle six? Here we go. Enjoy your orgasm, people. All right, rolling right along.
The EPA refuses to ban pesticides linked to learning disabilities and other diseases.
We talked about this.
While the White House and Congress are silent on the issue, this has to be a Category 4 screwing.
To
man.
Me,
it's
to
bad.
Me, to me, is
nobody's
that even legal?
Nobody's saying anything.
Yeah, to me, that's is that
like,
even
can
legal?
They do that?
Well, yes, they can.
It's all known. Not might cause disease. Known to cause disease.
It's not even a friggin' maybe. They would argue that it's
is that even
and
legal?
By they, I mean Dow Chemical, because that's who this is. Who's also on Trump's advisory board.
This is the worst possible screwing.
I agree with you.
Joe,
what do you say? Category 4 screw?
No. I would say the pound game is it's strong, but the thing about it is that not the EPA, the Agriculture Department is saying that it's not a big deal as it is portrayed.
Well,
as
the new Agriculture Department did it. All the other ones disagree. But since Russ and I actually agreed on that
one. Yeah, it's a category four screw.
Is that even legal? Here we go.
That's...
Grab your ankles, kids. Hey, you know, Russ and the missus just had a nice night downloading orgasms together. Noises to aim for.
It was quality time. Actually, on this one, the category four screwing, she was like, oh my God, really?
Oh, by the way, you missed one. You missed one at the top.
What'd I do? I know, I'm skipping because of time.
Oh, okay.
I know. What do we got here? New York Times reports, related topic. Over 20% of our nation's water treatment plants violate key provisions of the Safe Drinking Water Act. No one is discussing it.
I mean, to me, this is category four. I mean, you know, when you talk about people's safety, and we know what happened in Michigan,
honestly,
with the Flint, yeah, with lead. I mean, to me, you agree, category 4?
Yeah, Joe,
I clean up in aisle 6.
Okay,
all right,
okay.
But there's consensus, so that'll be. is that even legal? How sore do you think her throat was after that? I mean, really, it's going to be raw.
I got friends wet.
And other parts.
I got friends blowing my phone
up. As long as they're not blowing their load, jerking.
Yeah, well, this guy.
I got friends jerking off to this. Longer clip, yeah. State says. Enough with the political conversation. I have more orgasms if they want, and I can give them to you by ethnicity if they'd like.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. But
okay.
That's not this game.
No.
That's Name That Next Orgasm.
Time. Next time I want to play it, because I've never played that.
You never played Name
I've
That Orgasm?
I've never played it.
Okay, we'll have
I've
to do
never
it.
Played it. We got to fix that.
We will rectify it.
New York City Mayor de Blasio raised the annual membership for City Bike from $95 to $145.
I hate City Bike. They take up valuable parking spots.
I can't spread smog because you're riding a bike.
To me, this is a high five. But
can I do spots if there's a bike rack?
I say meh.
I say meh.
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 Yeah. Right. Give him the quiet chick.
Yeah.
Quiet,
you know,
chick. And also, there was a thing in the paper that they're going to raise it. They need to, because basically on the Upper West Side, there's not enough bikes, and they have to shift bikes around and stuff like that. It's going
to
cost
How about
money.
They shift bikes to their apartment so I can park my stupid car?
That wasn't in the article.
It should have been. They should have asked me for a quote. I have things to say. I'm quite quotable.
Nice.
Yeah, very meh. She's had better.
God, that's so funny. She said better.
I mean, I can't funny. See her facial expression, but I'm just gathering.
Oh, that's funny. She said better.
That's awesome. Trump, I'm going to start a fight. This one's to start a fight between you two, actually. Trump proposed $500 million cut to NASA. Does this make America great again?
I thought he was adding money to NASA.
That's what I thought.
That was
thought
one of the things I had praised the asshole on.
Yes, he was gonna rebuild NASA. And it looks
but
like
But they won't
right
put Trump
now,
on the shuttle, so they're not getting money.
A $500 million cut to NASA right now is on the table.
Ugh.
Joe versus Davin, go.
But Joe likes the space program, too. This is a weekly with Obama.
Yeah, but here's the thing. With the $5 million, well, the five
That's good wall money. Can we launch a shuttle
it's
from a
wall?
It's
going to be a big wall. It's going to be a good wall.
We can build a wall to the moon.
But think about it this way. And like I said, just looking at the tip of the iceberg on this, cutting $500 million, is it worth – does it make sense to cut the money because SpaceX and privateers are running stuff up to the space station and stuff like that, and that money that usually was spent on running that stuff up on the rockets – they now have
but a lot of our
money.
Everyday technology comes from NASA. Your GPS comes from NASA.
I understand that. But if you're looking – my argument is if you're looking at it as money that was – you know, you're not really using or and could be spared because you're having the privateers run that
stuff.
Well,
I think NASA would
now.
Argue it can't be spared. I think they would argue it can't be.
But like I said –
without NASA, we wouldn't know not to look at the eclipse.
I understand.
Maybe that's why the president wants to cut the money. Nobody told him. That's why he stared up at the sun.
I don't know what you're saying.
Melania, why do you have the glasses? I'm looking right at it. It's a beautiful eclipse.
So I'm going to say, until more detail is on, you know, what's affected by it, I'm going to say meh.
Meh. What do you say?
That one. All right, I'm going to give it a category 2 screwing.
The pound game is strong
yeah,
with this
the
one?
Pound game is
that's
strong
what that's
with
what
this
I
one.
Feel.
Yeah.
Especially with Trump, it doesn't even register. It's just as an overall story.
Everything should be a category 4 screw.
Yeah. No, I feel the pound game is strong with this
yeah.
one. He's got an annoying orgasm.
It's a category 2.
I don't like the pitch.
No?
No, that's
she's a little off sounding too.
There's a pillow over the head. Yikes.
Can you imagine if he was doing her? Stop for a second. Here, let me hit me. I'm going to hit an A on the piano. Come like that. Excuse me. Baby.
Let me tell you what's wrong with that.
Like,
I'm going to tell you what's wrong with that.
Are you doing a tune? All right.
There's two things. First of all, I have no ability for music, so no, that wouldn't be me. Second of all, if I got her mouth open, you think I got her fucking tuning up? I'm going to try to shoot my load in there. No, I'm going to try to arch that right in. You don't know me at all.
I'd hate to be with you doing karaoke.
I'd hate to be with
you. What are you
sorry,
doing?
Sorry.
Stop getting excited, Joe. Stop getting excited.
You're really good at that song. No. I didn't know you were that into Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, no.
Now you got Fleetwood jacked.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, next one.
If Pearl Jam took antidepressants, I think they would be Fleetwood Mac. Anyway.
Musical whimsies from
Russ Fidico.
No,
we said that.
No, I don't.
Governor Andrew Cuomo banned window tint.
What?
Make it harder for people to get their car inspections. We tinted
even,
windows.
We couldn't have that in Jersey.
Tinted windows.
We couldn't have that in Jersey.
Mad. I'm sorry.
Meh.
Yes.
Meh.
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 No, I'd say category 3.
Really?
Yes. I'm
that's
mad.
Worse than NASA.
I'm
you?
Mad. Yes.
Are you?
Really?
Yes. Yes.
What happens if we tint the space
banned
shuttle?
Window tint.
That's a meh, Joe, and I agree.
Son
that's
of a
meh.
Bitch bastard.
Really? Out of all the awful things in the world, that's what gets you.
Horrible. Horrible decision, Andy. Horrible.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Meh. Hey, the wife walked down for that. That's fun. Next one.
What are you guys doing?
Clearly none of us. That was a chick. Stupid.
Ma, we're doing something down here.
We're working on a school project. Shut up, Bambi. We're working on you.
Oh, no. Bambi, yikes.
I don't know.
New York City Mayor de Blasio was cracking down on subway entertainers. Arrests are up 500%.
Joe, there goes your weekend bookings.
I know. These are the guys who sing and dance on the subway.
You'd be
horrible.
There with me.
Picking on
them
is horrible.
Make these cash, stupid. We should be in on that.
They don't pose a threat, though. Come on. That's a victimless crime. They're dancing and singing and they got their instruments out.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah,
they have the instruments out at all the wrong times.
Some of them are talented.
Meh.
You think meh?
On the grand scale of things that politicians can do to
really?
Screw us, the people.
I was
that's
know, category 2.
I got pound game is strong, too. Yeah.
All
yeah.
right. We'll give you the pound game is strong with that one. You guys are really sold me on that. Sounds like a goat coming.
Really funny ones, man. I try
like you haven't heard.
Really?
I know what goes on at those compound parties.
No, dude.
I Sunrise see, Club my ass.
I see the edited pictures on Facebook, and I'm like, you can just tell in their faces. It's like,
yeah,
what the hell went on there?
Billy Goat.
What the hell went on there?
That's why everybody clears out except for 60 generates.
It's like a combination of bliss and confusion
that
on their
shows
faces.
Life. It's going to be Joe's somebody first comedy
so my
DVD.
Autobiography is going to be
Blissing,
called
Blissing
I love it. All right. Governor Christie.
Christie? He's leaving soon. It doesn't matter if you say his name
Governor,
right much longer.
Honestly, what a jackass he turned out to be. Anyway, Governor Christie and Senator Cruz politicizing natural disasters for Sandy and now Harvey. If you've been following the news, these two.
Well, you got two very unpopular people.
I know. Exactly. What makes it even worse is they decide to get into a pissing match. People are dying. People need immediate relief. Christie gets his panties in a bunch because Ted Cruz messed with aid for his state during Sandy. So Governor Christie is huffing and puffing. And it's ridiculous.
It's going to blow the Cheesecake Factory down.
I think it's a category 3. I'm sorry.
Those two are so despised. I have no
correct.
Expectations of them.
I do. They're elected officials. That's what this is about.
I didn't vote for either one of
them. Dude, I don't care if it's Richard
to
friggin'
me,
Nixon.
But it's not really affecting
hey,
anything.
Hey, why bring me into this?
Nice.
Stop it, Ross. Let me show you this about that.
You do that very, very good.
I'll tell you what, if there is impressions of you need that people are irrelevant or dead, Joe's your go-to guy.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nice. Can you play that at the end of the show?
I would call.
Joe does a great Thomas Jefferson. You're going to love it.
That's fantastic.
And who's going to complain about it? To me, because really it affects nothing and they're too...
It does. Human beings need funding.
I understand that, but
they lost their houses, their lives.
But their stupidity is not going to affect them getting the funding. That's my point. Their Christie's and Cruz's stupidity is not going to affect anybody getting funding. Well, that's why, for me, it is a meh.
It's a meh. I say category 3.
I'm going with 2. Pound game is strong. Davin's right that they're going to get their funding, but on those two guys, and really.
Why? Why? Really, why? Really. Just shut
up. All right, so we'll split the difference, and we'll call the pound game is strong with this one. We'll split the difference. Oh, wait, no, that wasn't. Yeah, that's the second one.
How much time do
you have? We got a few more minutes. I'm tired of hearing this broad guy.
I know. Yeah.
You know what? You did give me a lot of extra orgasms. I didn't understand. I should have given you more.
That didn't sound right.
Nice. I gave you some good ones. Who moves?
Yeah, you're amazing.
I gave you some good ones. Yeah.
Harder, better, faster, stronger.
All right. What stories do we got? Here? Three more.
All right.
I believe. We'll Trump waiting 8 months to start discussing tax reform.
You know, again, on the grand scheme of awful things that he does, to me, meh. I had no expectations.
I'm gonna give it meh as well, because they were either gonna start with replace and repeal Obamacare, mm-hmm, or tax reform.
Good to start with infrastructure and accomplish something. But why do that?
But the whole thing is right. But getting to my point, these are three. So they had to start somewhere.
They're getting to it now.
I understand.
8 months is not a long
time. I understand that, but like I'm saying, it's like, he had to start something, so it's like meh.
Meh.
Okay.
Meh.
Okay.
What would you say?
Meh.
I don't like being meh. I'm anything but meh. Davinson is getting a nasty tweet.
I want the greatest orgasm ever.
If he heard the show, holy cow, you'd be...
Oh, he'd fucking cry. He'd cry like a little bitch. He couldn't handle this. Yes, he couldn't handle this show.
Wow.
Please, if he was personally attacked the way Joe attacks me and then made a joke about his clothes, oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah, no, Trump is weak for this show.
I can't handle it.
Wow. You don't think so? You think he couldn't say
that? I don't know. Well, I don't know. I like to think he's thicker skinned.
Would you? What gives you that indication?
I don't know. The whole wall thing, dropping Moabs, bombing Syria.
What an animal. She can't even be bothered to come properly.
I was just going to say that.
If you get a fake, put something into it, honey.
Yeah, somebody's looking for a new fur coat.
Yeah, she's not getting one of them.
A new fur coat.
She's not even going to get a faux muff.
Wow. I have a local issue.
Yeah, they've all been fucking local, stupid.
No, Trump. I got state.
We're gonna hear Russ's fighting with his local nuts.
Yes, yeah, that guy. There's plenty of nuts in
Joe,
my town.
This is category
me.
Four. He's a sponsor.
No. I'm gonna let you guys decide. I'm not even voting on this one. I'm not voting on this one. I'm gonna let you know a situation that came to my attention. Okay,
as all political situations do.
Yes, I'm the root cause of all politicalness in bumblefuck New York.
Home base for Davin's Den.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
In a town of bumblefuck New York, show emerges.
Filled with assholes. And orgasms that aren't quite good.
I think they're very good, actually.
Meh is good?
Meh? No, meh is meh.
Well, meh is
supposed to be good.
Yeah, right. Well,
she had better, you know?
You nailed it.
Yeah, dude.
That's why she sounded that way.
I wish I did.
And your wife's listening, so enjoy going home to that. You did that one.
I was going to say, I wish I did. My wife was with me, though. I had to
did
back
not
pedal.
Help.
Backpedal.
It's okay. Fun to watch a sensei fucking be klutzy.
Aren't you
oh,
cute?
Great. I'm all in right. trouble.
I don't know if this issue's been
you're
rectified.
In trouble.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm in trouble. I just saw Joe's girl. The orgasms she thought I found.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
You most certainly did.
I did not.
There was 15 of them.
I did
yes,
not.
Yes, and you sent them on speed, and he said, oh, this is one of my favorite bits, and I can't wait to do more.
She goes, you found these? Is this what you were busy
working on? You can't even find mine, and you found these?
That's great.
How dare you participate in a radio show?
Long ride home.
It'll be filled with chatter and talk. It won't be lonely. I would not put her on speaker. Actually, it might distort.
Who's that, Joe's girl?
Yeah.
My Joe's girl, my wife and I did that together. We had some quality couple time.
Don't
finding
lie
orgasms.
To defend Joe. Yeah. Don't lie. He made his own mess. Don't lie to protect him. We know. Joseph, I hope you're proud of yourself.
That's unbelievable.
Sorry.
All right. So I don't know if this cool. I don't know if this issue has been remedied. It is an issue to me. In the village of Monroe, New York, security.
Next to Bumblefuck.
Yes, that is Bumblefuck. Some people, anyway. In the village of Monroe, New York, security cameras have been used by police at major intersections with high pedestrian traffic and in local schools to help protect citizens from lawbreakers and bullies and to prevent drug deals and violence in our schools. Lack of funding has allowed some of those cameras to remain unfunctional. No one is discussing this.
I go with cleanup in aisle 6.
Yeah.
I go with meh.
Really?
Really?
Because a lot of people would argue we shouldn't even have those cameras. That's the other
in
argument.
In schools.
Well, it's not just in schools. It's not just in
major intersections with high pedestrian traffic.
But that's
like
where people
like center of the village.
But that's where people would argue that we shouldn't have them in public place. That's the argument to that. That's why it's mad. A lot of people don't want them. Remember, I said to really be a full blown thing, it can't be a partisan issue that divides people. There's a lot of people that don't like that.
I'll tell you, there's Big Brother, and then there's that using modern technology.
I understand.
And a common sense capacity.
I have to weigh everything.
If I could send my kids to school with a body cam, I would.
But we went to school without cameras, and we survived. Okay.
And like I said, this is using technology to improve public safety.
So I give it a meh. What do you give it, Joe?
I give it clean.
I
gave
it
six.
A clean up on our six.
I thought you weren't voting.
No, that's right. Sorry. I agree with Joe, though, but I didn't vote.
Fine. I'll give you clean up on our
six. Yeah, clean it up.
Just because I'm tired of hearing number two.
Honestly, man. You guys are a tough crowd.
Are you?
I didn't think. I laugh while editing
out. Imagine?
I laugh my
Can you
ass
imagine off. How I would probably do this. Some girl goes, I'm coming, and I just blurt out without thinking, really? What a buzzkill. Are you?
No shit. I thought you wore a car. I thought you won a car and a Price is Right the way you're carrying on.
Price is Right.
You're fucking stupid. I'm running through my thoughts. And
I
Joe would say, now I've killed everybody's mood. All right. Last one.
Last one. Juicy one. No pun intended.
What?
Gun violence in Chicago rages on. Thousands have been killed. But the city government under Ron Emanuel won't allow police officers to stop and frisk suspected gang members in an attempt to disarm them.
See, that's a whole controversial thing.
Correct.
A lot of people don't like stop and frisk. They say it doesn't work.
Correct. New York, Giuliani touts a totally different outcome.
But I said it's a partisan, partisan issue. Because it's a partisan issue, I will give it a 2. The pound game is strong with this one.
Okay.
Because it's so partisan.
I give it a 3.
I give it a 3, too.
Under the circumstances.
You're right-wing guys.
No, listen. I'm not a fan of stop and frisk. Under the circumstances where you have thousands dead in one city, get the guns off the friggin' street.
It's like the 15th most deadliest city in the country.
But
so you know, it's not the deadliest city.
Released the statistics today, and I think it was, oh, God, 2,500. I don't know. But, I mean, it was like a ridiculous amount of people. They got to do something.
Kids are getting shot.
I understand they have to do something. I understand.
It's an extreme situation. You got kid babies.
But you also have to understand.
I
will give it a cleanup analysis. You also have to understand, though. He's a liberal mayor.
Yes.
And Chicago's a liberal town.
Life is a life, man.
I understand. No, but what
kids are getting shot in your street.
What
do
I'm saying is, people within that community probably agree with the decision. So it's not. Again, the whole bit is premised on fucking the people.
Yes, I think that's fucking the people.
But a lot of those people in that city probably agree with him on that. Yeah, that's what you have to. Because remember when we talked about this thing, the best fuckings are the ones that aren't partisan.
Yeah, we had a few category for
it. I don't think
it's partisan when it comes to life.
I would say like your liberals that live in the better part of town would go, that's horrible and unconstitutional. I bet if you go into those areas,
but the point
what
is,
happened,
there's
the
a mother who lost her son
but
tonight.
What I'm saying is, that I guarantee that the people in those neighborhoods want that.
And there would also be people in those neighborhoods that, are, you know, the cops just hassle me and I don't do anything.
Yeah, the gangs.
No.
They're running.
Stop and frisk is just based on what they look like.
You want to know something? I think
that's what stop and frisk is based on, which is why there's been an outcry.
But you want to know something with your murder? You know what? If I'm having murders in my neighborhood at an extraordinary rate, and you want to do stop and frisk everybody. You know, I mean,
but that's not what stop and frisk is. Stop and frisk is not frisk everybody.
No,
stop and frisk is what you look guilty.
But I'm saying,
there's a black
guy.
I'm
exaggerating on that point.
But that's what it devolved into.
Because you need to do it.
That's what it devolved into.
Hey, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. You're drinking out of a paper bag with your buddies on a corner. Let me go ask you some questions. I'm a cop. I want to know what you're up to.
That's different than stopping them. And
but if you feel that, the possibility is there,
I'll give it a clean up on all six since I voted on it. But in the grand scheme of things,
right on.
There's worse. I wonder how this story turns out.
It has a climax.
That was a pilot run of Political Pounding.
could just imagine Russ and his lovely wife just sitting there going through orgasms. That's not good.
Hey, Joe's girl says, LOL, Russ.
Nice. I hope you enjoyed it.
Well, now that Joe didn't find him, she did. The bit's a lot funnier when somebody else is doing the research, I'm guessing. So, Joe, you cannot help us with Name That Orgasm. Is that what I'm being told?
Yes.
Or if you did help us, well, I'll take credit for it. Is that what Yeah, okay, I got it. Fine. Yes, Joe's never heard of a woman
never
orgasm.
At all.
Does not like porn. He's a chaste man.
Really?
Yes, okay. Yes. He's very pure and humble.
That conservative side of him.
Yeah, absolutely. He won't even touch himself. He won't touch anybody. He's just waiting. He's a very pure individual.
I doubt it.
Yeah. As the driven snow.
Yes, he's at the compound for...
Nothing bad goes on over there.
Oh, no, not at all.
No, it's a lovely place.
You, I wish the public can see those pictures of that.
It's a lovely place.
They're usually up there.
Unbelievable.
And that gets some in trouble. All right, Russ, tell us about Tau of Energy.
Tau of Energy, energy consulting company, business consulting company. If you need business advice, energy advice, want to save a buck on your electric, look us up if you can, or you can email. What was it? Tau of Energy?
It's your company, dude.
Well, at least the sponsor can't get pissed at the read.
do a search on Google. You'll find it.
You know, I heard this.
Nothing like making potential customers work.
Yeah, there you go.
At this point, I heard that read. What am I paying you guys
like
for?
A-team.
You to read it?
If you can find me, you can hire me.
There's a man who wants your business. You're like Sean Spicer. I'll talk if you can find me in the book.
There you go.
Jesus Christ. I'm glad I didn't do that. All right. I will do two reads, and then, Joe, you will do Portobello. Yeah. All right. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Ciccarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. And don't forget to make reservations for their next comedy show, which will be on October 13th, starring Coleman Green from HBO's Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. Okay. Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to mangia. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, sea pippets not so hard, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website at giancarellispizzanj.com. That's giancarellispizzanj.com, or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Ave in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Giancarelli's.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event. Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but it'll be a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by side-splitting productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. And if I wrote that down, I wouldn't have to ask you, Davin, but what's the next show?
I think they moved it to November 3rd. I have to...
November 3rd. Who will be in the November 3rd show?
I don't know.
It's fun to pretend. So
they just moved it.
Those guys.
Just keep posting November 3rd for the next show. It's going to be a good one. Experience all the Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more, call them. 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You know that. You deserve Portobello.
Besides, but thinking of their awesome buco. It's amazing.
Yeah, Russ eats there.
Oh, good.
Dude, it's unbelievable food and bang for the buck. You just can't beat it.
I don't know about bang for the buck after the bit we just
wrong choice of words. But I'm serious. Their ossobuco rocks.
Side-Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. Comedian, give us a call, 551-404-3094. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Russ, anything else you want to promote? Any shout-outs?
That's it, buddy. No, I took care of my pain in the ass friend, Rob.
Want to say hello to the missus?
Yeah, hello, missus. I'll be home soon.
Okay. You guys going to do more research tonight?
Yeah, without the laptop. Just us.
Aw, what a sweet little... Isn't that nice? Aww. Good for Russ. Newlyweds are adorable. And Joe?
I will be working at a firehouse in Jersey on Saturday. Yeah, for more detailed information...
Polishing the poles, are you? Yeah.
Doing what in the bathroom?
Kind of set yourself up for that.
Everybody will have their hoses out.
Certainly will. Joe's going to get all wet working at the firehouse. He's giving back to the volunteers.
Nice.
Anyway.
And I'll be there, too. At Slop Towel, because it's going to get sloppy. I guess Joe won't be coming up to me. That shit sock.
You're ruining my plug.
Oh, yes, shit sock.
Oh, yes, like a long lost friend. Yes. I missed you too, Russ. Ever since you got married, we don't have the quality time. Joe's girl doesn't like me either. Thinks it's cheating.
Oh, no. Poor shit sock.
Fortunately, she hasn't gotten rid of me because she likes when Joe eats. Joe only gets to do one of his two loves now.
Oh, no. She just saw it's been kicked to the curb.
Oh, it's sad. Nobody loves me.
Oh, poor Chizzy. You poor little thing.
Come home, Joe. We have a brand new house now. Can't we do every room like we talked about? I don't like her. She stealing all our quality time. Who was with you on those lonely nights when it was just you and the produce in bed? It was me, Joe.
Produce.
Me.
Yikes.
My ex-wife would bring groceries home and put them on the fucking bed. Why? Because she's nuts!
Because he was there.
What do you think? I'm not there anymore. She's not there anymore. Just, she's crazy.
But who was there, Joe? Who was there?
You were there, Chizzy.
Don't talk to me now. Talk to the stripes, mister.
Funny. Go on. Joe.
Now that you're plugged, stupid.
Joe Curran's Facebook. Twitter, Joe Curran. And, Joe Curry Nation. It'll be on there.
Joe Curry Nation?
Yes.
He's Get ambitious.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a small nation, but they have big walls.
Wow. Fire and fury.
That's right. Fire and fury.
Have a friggin' mushroom.
That used to be my pet name for Joe. Oh, it was my little fire and fury. Now it's water and meh.
Oh, no.
Oh, Joe. Come. Home.
Funny.
All right. Tomorrow night, September 6th, I'll be on the 11 p.m. show at Broadway Comedy Club in New York, New York. Well, this has been a fun show with highs and lows and everything in between. So thank you guys all for listening. If you like us, tell a friend. You hate us.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.
Bye-bye.